Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturnoho radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday here on WEDO, 8:10 a.m. on your radio dial, and rebroadcast Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Have your paper and pens ready for important information. So let's get started with the number one song among Rusins in Europe, Achia Dohija. We heard it everywhere we went, and because of a response, we're playing it again. Several months ago, I had a limited number of the CD, which we sent out to 5 lucky listeners. I was able to get 6 more of them while in Prešov. So if you would like to own one of these CDs, call me now at 412-644-4444 at home.
That's
412-664-4444. Or at home, and I know this number, 412-331-3124.
So, 412-664-4444. Seize the cultural experience of a lifetime. Enjoy the Rusin people, their songs and dances, their foods, their stories, all set in the scenic and haunting beauty of the Carpathian Mountains. The Carpatho-Rusin Heritage Tour will explore the living culture of the Rusin people in their homeland, the crossroads of Europe.
If you have always wanted to go to the Rusin homeland and learn about the Rusin people, here's your chance. The Carpatho-Rusin Society's 9th annual tour is set for September 30th to October 14th. Wonderful days of Rusin music, songs and dance, art history, food, and much more. This tour covers all 3 major Rusin territories, southern Poland, eastern Slovakia, and the Transcarpathian region in western Ukraine.
That's right, Nick. You'll see the outdoor museums, experience a Rusin bonfire celebration, or Vatra, and walk where your ancestors walked like we did when we were there, Nick and Michaela, right? There will be plenty of time for side trips to your ancestral villages and genealogical research. This trip will be led this year by CRS National President John Rigetti. If you would like the itinerary and more details, please contact John at 412-749-0675 or please email him at president@c-rs.org. crs.org. Hurry, though. This tour fills up rather quickly. Join the CRS for the experience of a lifetime. Again, the tour is September 30th to October 14th. Don't miss it. On the tour, you will hear music like this that we heard in Svidnik from the group Makovica.
Rozwiwaj szabuczku, otworinia, wnesi daj mi Ancio, na kolina. Wnesi daj mi Ancio, na kolina.
Macia to wina, materina, ona cię robotę nie uczyła.
Lemia nauczyła, doj robotę, nahaniać figurę, poza plotę, nahaniać figurę, poza plotę.
Anko moja, stara jednu jest niemała, jaka wita przyszła za taką śniadala.
The 8th Annual Rusin Warhol Event,
co-sponsored
by the museum and the CRS, will take place at the Warhol Museum on Saturday, July 23rd from noon to 4 p.m. This year's event will focus on generations and explore how Rusin culture is passed from one generation to the next.
Basically what we're doing right now, Jack is my father, passing it on to me, and I'm passing it on to my children, Nick and Michaela over there. The music and dance program will include a performance at noon by Slaviani, followed by the singing Reviljak family of Bardejov, Slovakia, now of West Homestead, and musician Jerry Jumba, a good friend of ours. Author Ann Walko will tell Rusin's stories. Andy Warhol's brother John and his son Don will talk about family traditions. Mary Guido and Mike Fedorko and others will lead hands-on demonstrations in iconography, pisanka painting, bread decorating, weaving, and other traditional Rusin crafts. We invite all CRS members and friends and Rusin Heritage Program listeners to visit the Warhol Museum on Saturday, July 23rd, to what is always a spectacular Rusin event. Come up and say hi to us, Jack, Dean, and Nicholas. For more information on this, please call the museum at 412-237-8300.
And we're planning to have a Rusin night at the Old Europe that evening. And we need to have 35 reservations for him to reserve it in our name, which will feature a spectacular or fabulous buffet and ethnic entertainment. So you need to call me at 412-331-3124 or Susan Timo at 724-279-4211.
We'll get that number. I got it in my book over there.
And because we need to know by Tuesday so that we can do this. If not, then we'll just have to go over like on a a la carte separate people. But, you know, come and join the Russians and the CRS members and the radio listeners and the camaraderie, the good food, the good entertainment. It'll be fabulous. And
Just to let you know, Old Europe is a restaurant just in that style. Old European restaurant owned and operated by a very good friend of ours, Nikki Jordanov. So, Nikki, if you're out there listening, we can't wait to see you next week.
Yeah, it's over in Southside, and you all know where it is, on the main street.
Or Southside for you.
Southside. And also, the annual Byzantine Catholic Family Day at Kennywood is Thursday, July 28th. The festivities start at with a malevolent on the main stage at noon. The athletic competition for all ages, sponsored by the GCU, begins at 1:30 p.m. The cultural speaking program begins at 3:30 p.m. at the main stage and will feature the Slovene Folk Ensemble. The next song is from a new cassette I got in Košice by a father and daughter, Mickey and Natalia Petrushovsky.
Before we listen to the Petrushovskys, Sue Timo's number. Sue, if this is wrong, please call us and let us know. 724-239-4211.
Jak jem išel iz robote, narobim jem si klopote, zablubim jem do korčnične, na pohari kalino. За мною дівка моя, такой збери кричи Даня.
Няньку, няньку, ти чуєте, та ви ся цілком нам'єте.
Ця дівко моя, лемте кус, почекай на ня.
Мамка моя говорила, щоб вас до мій привела.
Корчми домів п'яний, завертання кади-тади. Весело собі співаю, бо я добру дівку маю. Весело собі співаю, бо ми добру дяку маю. Весело собі співаю, бо ми добру дяку маю.
We have two wonderful cassettes, Snamibo by the Women's Orthodox Choir of Yadabina, featuring liturgical and seasonal songs, and Korchena Korchena by folk group Poliana, which is a wonderful collection of Rusyn folk songs. Both cassettes sold for $12, but we are offering two cassettes for $15, your choice. We have received several orders already. We have a limited supply and they are not available on CD. So to take advantage of this special offer, call me at 412-331-3124 or email rusynradio at c-rs.org.
Also, the book Our People, the Carpatho-Rusyns and Their Descendants, has been republished after several years. The most sought-after book in the Rusyn community outlines the history of the Rusyns in America, as well as a full gazetteer in the back locating all Rusyn villages. This book has been updated and is now available through the CRS for $35 plus $8.70 shipping and handling. Make your check payable to CRS and send it to Sales CRS 5304 Perry Highway, Erie, Pennsylvania, 16509. You may also get the book and cassettes at the upcoming Warhol event on the 23rd of July. Our next selection is the great instrumental from the group Sedentia. We got this when we were in Kanenica at the Russian Congress, and this is just called Lemko Polka. Lois Irv, get those dancing shoes on.
Worldwide can listen to the Russian Heritage Program any time of the night or day. At the CRS homepage, scroll down to the left-hand column to Russian Radio, and there we are.
The continuance of our weekly broadcast depends on your financial support. If you enjoy the program and want it to continue, please let us know by your donation. You can call Jack at 412-331-3124 or write him at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania 15136, or check the Russian Radio box at the bottom of your membership renewal form and include it with your renewal. We like doing the radio show very much, but we need your donations to stay on the air. So if you would like to donate, please send us your tax-deductible donation. We would like to thank Mr. C. Petru for a recent $25 donation. But sadly, this is the only donation we've gotten in the last few months. Donations have come to a halt. We cannot continue without your support. Remember, we got some CDs available, so if you want to give us a call for those, please do so.
Many of you tell us when I see you at events that you like the program, the format, the music, etc. And while this is very encouraging and nice to hear, it does not pay the bills. We need weekly or monthly sponsors who advertise continually like the other nationality radio programs. Do we not have any Rusyn-owned businesses that could do the same for their own? Now enjoy a song from a new cassette entitled Makovica.
Thank you.
And we have some great news for you. I was contacted by email the other day by Anna Porachova, who is a very famous Rusyn singer in Eastern Slovakia. She will be coming to America in August and September. Please mark your calendars. We don't have a definite date, but we're looking right now at Friday, September 2nd. We don't know where. We don't know all those information yet, but we will have Anna Porachova here in Pittsburgh sometime in September.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
Information, call 412-321-8383.
Now for more on our trip. When Dean's family and I went to Europe a week earlier than Sloveni to visit with the Polokas in Rokotopri in Humene and the Fekas in Šumiats, it was a nice, such a warm feeling to be able to spend time with family in the homeland. It was amazing to see the family resemblances, the similarities, the same likes and dislikes, and our shared involvement in music and culture from both families.
If you saw a picture of Stefan Poloka, we have it at home. Stefan, myself, and my dad, between them two, you could tell they're family.
I couldn't help but think to myself as I stood in the garden of the Poloka homestead that if my grandfather, Basil Poloka, had not immigrated to America, and he was the only Poloka brother that did,
Or stayed in America.
I could easily have been born, raised, and living in northeast Slovakia. Mm-hmm. Both families were so proud that they had American relatives visiting them, and they treated us royally. In Žumiats, the Fekas were the talk of the town as we walked through the streets to the church and to the town hall. When we performed with the honored Transcarpathian Choir in Užhorod, the audience responded by standing up with loud cheers and thunderous rhythmic applause. After our performance, I was invited to sit with Clara Balog, the honored director of the ensemble, to watch them perform, and I felt very humbled. They, of course, were just outstanding. And while in Užhorod at a special dinner celebration for Sloveni at a wonderful restaurant complex called Deci u Notaria, we were entertained by an outstanding group called Hudaki Tatsotra. Our next song is from their CD, which they gave to Dean. Thank you. At the post-performance gathering in Užhorod, we learned that one of the Slovenia graduating seniors, 13-year member Sam Ticklinger, had been approached with an invitation to study and perform with the Transcarpathia Ensemble. An honor indeed. As exciting as it sounded, being 18 years old in a foreign country, of course he couldn't commit. In addition, Sam is Slaviani's latest recipient of the Duquesne University Tamboritzen Scholarship, and he left for camp with them last Tuesday. Congratulations, Sam, and good luck.
Yes, congratulations, Sam. We will see you probably Hartwood Acres or whatnot. The 12th Annual Russian Food Festival will be held at St. John's Orthodox Parish Center, 5th Street, Ambridge, Pennsylvania, on August 4th, 5th, and 6th from 11 until 8. Choose from over 20 traditional Russian foods such as holubke, pirohe, halushki, borscht, and more, including new items, pumpkin soup, mushroom and bean soup, pickled cabbage, and carrots. The large variety of homemade desserts include nut, poppy, and apricot rolls, sheregi, and palachinka. There will be Russian craft demonstrations, Russian ethnic and religious items for sale, and a performance by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble just back from our European tour at 3 p.m. on Saturday. And the admission is free. You can eat outdoors, but if it's like today and the rest of the week, you'll want to be in air-conditioned comfort. For more information, contact John Rigetti at 412-749-0675 or email president@c-rs.org.
We close with a selection from a new CD by Roland from Chirch. We went through Chirch on our trip, and it looked to be a very nice little town.
За тобом іде шандар на конічку, бо за тобом іде шандар на конічку. Шандаре, шандаре, велике бітяре, злапали дівчатко за штирі грайцаре, злапали дівчатко за штирі грайцаре. У своїм сердечку.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте сяпачили нашого веселання. Позиваємо вас почувати следуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного веселання. Ходьте здраві з Богом!
WEDO McKeesport, your station.